When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Once again, your song of the day, Silver Stallion by The Highwaymen from 1990. 464-5685. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day for the late, great Kris Kristofferson, of course, a part of The Highwaymen.
Bill, Jake, there's only one Highwayman left.
Mm.
That's Willie Nelson.
In his 90s.
Waylon Jennings passed in 2002. Cash passed in 2003. One Highwayman left now. It was interesting reading about Kristofferson, how much he loved being part of the Highwaymen. He said, I think I was different from the other guys, and I came in as a fan of all of them. It was like a 15-year period they were together, but he said it felt like it just occurred in a blip. But they were together like 15 years. They only made three albums, but Bill would remember. I mean, I remember that. The first one that came out, I was freaked out. I listened to it nonstop for about a year. Like, it was nuts. You picked a great song, Jake. God bless you for playing that one. Yeah, it's a 10 because it's a death. It's a 10.
It's an RIP. Kris Kristofferson, incredible. The song I'm not down on, I was really hoping that Jake would go with Sunday Morning Going Down.
Sunday Morning coming down.
Sorry,
there's options here.
No, right? There's options, yeah. And that was a big one. Option.
That's my favorite that he sings.
You like that song?
Yeah. Cash does it really well, too.
It's an amazing song.
Amazing song, but no, it's a 10.
He wrote that.
Will Ben go with the 10 because of the death, or will he give us scores below that?
4.
Yeah, 10.
Man passed away, young Ben.
10.
8.1.
Ooh, okay. Nice score, though.
It's kind of like a 10 for Ben.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that was beautiful, Jake.
This
thank
is for you.
You.
I had people texting me saying, is Sip going to be okay tomorrow?
Well, he was
because
88.
Of this.
Yeah. He 88, died in Maui. He apparently lived in Maui in his later years. Hadn't performed. He ceased performing in 2021, except he did a tribute in 2023, and he sang with Roseanne Cash. I think it was a tribute to Willie. I think it was a tribute to Willie, and he sang with Roseanne Cash, and that would be incredible to see. That would be incredible. Been. All right, let's get to
Bill.
Nice
job, Jake.
Yes, let's get to Bill, because we're late here. So on a Monday, I got to get it. Hang on.
It's 7:06.
I got to get it fired up here.
We had a lot going on.
We do.
Get it going.
Hang on. Bill's Thrills, Monday version. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the cash cows of Lincoln. 402-730-7387. Call for a free consultation today for your financial future. Bill, it's a Football Facts Monday. What do you got for us?
Talk some ball.
I like talking
some ball. Starting off with recruiting rankings.
Ooh.
Recruiting rankings. Alabama and Georgia are either one or two, basically, for the last 10 years. They have Ohio State's right there. That's kind of where the three are at. But it's Alabama and Georgia. They have the best talent combined on the field, and yet no one could stop anybody.
I know.
I want you to think about this.
Why
is that? How good the offensive players were. If you have a committable offer, I say committable, not an offer, one or they will take your commit and they will take you at corner at Alabama or Georgia. You know how what a small pool that is? Oh, man, it's the best of the best of the best. Yet, they couldn't stop anyone.
Why is that?
It's craziness, isn't it? I mean, when you start to look at the play, that game was probably one of the most ridiculous games I've ever watched in my life.
In terms of talent and just overall play.
Just overall play and just the and then the back and forth. It looked like it was going to be the most epic comeback in the history of college football to do that at Alabama.
They took the lead.
They took the lead.
Took the lead by one?
They took the lead, 34-33.
But they went back-to-back passes for touchdowns. They get the ball. They, Georgia.
Who's they, Georgia, yeah.
75-yard touchdown pass. Right. Boom. Get the two-point play. If I remember correctly.
They missed the two-point
play. They missed the two-point play, up by one. Alabama gets the ball back. One play. Touchdown. I mean, it was...
It's crazy.
It was...
To a true freshman, Ryan Williams.
It's crazy.
To a true
fast.
Freshman. My point is, so those that was...
Ryan Williams?
Yes.
So those that were covering Ryan Williams were what? Five stars. They were the best of the best in high school. They were the ones that they went around and evaluated who is the best of the best. Because to have a committable offer to a place like that is ridiculous how hard it is to get. And yet no one could slow anyone down. The biggest difference in that game, obviously, was Milroe was incredible. But his legs, the plays that he could make, he made throws. But the plays that he made with his legs were so remarkable. That was the difference. Georgia doesn't, you don't beat Georgia without a non-athletic quarterback.
This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. October is the season for wearing masks and costumes, but some of us feel like we wear a mask and hide more often than we want to. At work, in social settings, and sometimes around our family. Therapy can help you learn to accept all parts of yourself so you can take off the masks. Because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for our emotions. Therapy can be helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself and isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
You just don't beat him.
If I could carve out a quarterback right now that I would want on my team, it'd be Milroe. And Milroe made himself the first overall pick with that performance. He might be the first overall pick now.
He put himself in the lead for the Heisman, in my opinion.
Do you think so? Well, do you think so? Over Travis Hunter. I wondered about that. Bill, I wondered what you'd say about
that. I love what Hunter's doing, which I'm going to get to in a second. But you got to say, you know, Hunter's doing it against UCF. And this was against Georgia. That's it's the SEC. I mean, now do I take away from him? No, because I think Travis Hunter's one of the most amazing players there is. But sometimes, and he is playing, like I talked about, 140 snaps a game, which it just blows my mind. But so I'm not going.
No, I know.
It should be Milroe because of this. But just remember who he's doing it against.
And the other thing to remember about Milroe, and this is what I always used to say about Crouch, you could put Milroe at safety or linebacker. Yeah. I bet he'd be really good.
They say he's the fastest of all the skilled people on the team.
And he's big. Yeah. He's like 225. He's bigger than 225.
When he goes by, I mean, it's
how big is he, Jacob?
He's incredible. Think about this. Now, last year he was benched. They played South Florida. They beat him by like 7 or 10 points, mm-hmm. and he's benched.
Then he came back strong.
Comes back strong. Takes him all the way to the playoffs. He had Michigan down. Michigan had to get a huge drive to go back and to win that game. But they're close to being national champions last year with Milroe.
Milroe's at 6'2", 225 per ESPN.
Yeah.
And can run.
Imagine when he walks by you, what he looks like.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Perfectly but carved out quarterback. Just
the recruiting rankings interest me. The other one I thought with interest me was the UNLV over Fresno State. That
take
is
that,
just,
Sluka.
So I put down on this, take that, Sluka.
Don't need you. We don't need you here.
Take that, Sluka.
That was incredible,
yeah.
Jake. Yeah. So what I wrote down here that's critical here is trust the insiders. You didn't see any panic out of Bear. They're like, hey, pay him. They're like, don't pay him. The casino. Pay him. We'll pay
Great
him. Point. We have the money. I'll bring the money over.
Great point.
I tell you what.
No, don't worry about it.
No, we'll take your money. It's just not going to him.
Right.
And there must have been something with, because if they would have felt
fascinating
that Sluka had the team, which means he was the Milroe of the team, he's the heartbeat of the team, then they would have been like, we have to keep this guy. Obviously, he wasn't. They played a really, really good Fresno State
team. What was
the
final score?
Final score was 59-14.
Wow.
Against Fresno.
59-14. And right now,
Michigan didn't beat him that bad.
Oh, God, no.
No.
Not even close.
No.
They lost by like 10 points, didn't they? Like 10 or 20
I think
points.
It was 30-10 in 30 that
to 10
one. But
yeah,
he got still, away late.
He got away late. But my point is, UNLV also, how about the hype they're getting right now? Everyone's watching them. They're the only team that potentially could beat Boise.
Okay,
they're
so
the only ones.
UNLV or Boise, the group of five team.
In the group of five, they're the only one. There's other group of fives, but in the Mountain West, they're the only ones that have the chance. Third game that to discuss like that, which I thought was just beyond intriguing, is Colorado over UCF.
Bounce Unbelievable. House.
Smoked him.
Bounce House. So the big bounce thing house. That I talked about was teams change. I mean, right now, I mean, like I said, which I'll get into tomorrow, is that Rutgers is not as good as Illinois, and Illinois is not as good as Colorado. Nebraska has beat Colorado. Colorado has changed. We talked about it, how they changed everything. We saw them at Colorado State. We're like, going, you know what? Their run game's different. The quarterback's keeping the ball. He is now scrambling. There's all the quick
scrambling
game.
For yards.
Ball's
yeah.
coming out. Ball's coming out. Ball's coming out. They're not giving up the same sack numbers. Colorado got on board with football. They got on board with how to play college football. And right now, if you just watch them, they are not the same team that played North Dakota State and Nebraska. They're not even close. They're way better.
So they're much different offensively.
Yeah, just exactly. They're not taking the negative plays. They're not, and they're just they're. If you when you watch them, I was in shock of how good they looked. Because I mean that place UCF gets wound up. They're 2-0. They're leading the Big 12.
Are they well? And they have a pretty favorable schedule ahead.
Yeah.
Now wait a second. Are they getting good line play?
Better, absolutely. Better. And then defense, much better. I mean, they held those guys. What UCF score like that? But it was a blowout.
Well, Shadur threw an early pick deep in their own territory, but Colorado got a pick in the end zone, and that kind of changed the whole vibe for them. Okay, we're good. We're good. Had a bad start, got the pick, refresh, and then they rolled after that. Colorado did.
So right now, I mean, they're a different team. When you watch them, you will not see the same team that Nebraska played. They're not the same.
They're doing some different things offensively. And the main thing to me is Shadur's running it. He's not stopping at the line of scrimmage after a scramble and heaving it downfield. He's running for yards.
Yeah, when it's there, he's taking the yards.
He's being
smart about it. But they have quarterback designed runs also. And he's running the quarterback designed runs. And the ball's getting out. So guess what happens when you throw a three-step, all of a sudden it gets later in the game, pass rushers aren't the same. They don't rush the same in the third and fourth quarter. And then they have a chance to get down. And then they've got really good receivers down the field.
Are we done?
We have to. We're 7:15. We're
going to talk about sports.
We're going to talk
about college football. I guess we'll talk about just do it in March.
I'll
do football facts in March.
Unfortunately, there's rules for time
breaking
for shows.
Don't worry about it.
We might maybe finish up Bill's thrills. It's 7:15.
It's unbelievable.
Nebraska. We're talking about Nebraska game. We'll finish up Bill's thrills.
Jake, why did we not extend the show, Jake? Why did we not extend the show?
Hour two next.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.